Our scripture reading today, the first one, is Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 and 2. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son to his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Our second reading is from Luke chapter 163, verse 13. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
All right. Thank you, Lord. I thank him. I thank him today for his mercy and his grace. I thank him for his loving kindness to me. I have to just keep saying that because I truly feel grateful. And I do feel joy. I felt so much joy yesterday just knowing that he was my God. And I'm going to get into this sermon, but I'm feeling praise. I feel praise for him. I'm so thankful. But I want to start with this poem that I had, because what I want to talk about today is from the topic, It Can Happen Tomorrow. And I want to talk about the power of hope. Hope is our superpower. It truly is. When you can walk in hope, you can go through anything knowing that God is your hope. So this poem is from O.S. Marsden, and it says, there is no medicine like hope, no incentive so great, and no tonic so powerful as the expectation of something tomorrow. And isn't that true? It's so powerful, the powerfulness of hope. And so today my sermon is called It Can Happen Tomorrow. Barbara and I used to watch this show many years ago now, but in the show, the name of the show was It Can Happen Tomorrow. And the show would show all of these like hurricanes and tsunamis, and she really likes that kind of stuff. I'm not so much into it, but I would watch it with her and complain, like, why are they saying this? What? But I knew there was something about it because the topic kept staying with me. And I started to think of it in a biblical way. And I realized that just with one touch from God's hand, one touch from the Master's hand, everything can be different, and it could happen tomorrow. Literally, one day you're this way, the next day you are free and you are delivered, and you are walking and serving him and living for him, and he's working in your life. And so that's where I got this topic from, and that's why I want to talk about that. There are things that we're going through. There are things that we need in this life, and it may not have come. Sometimes it takes a long time for things to manifest, but it can happen tomorrow. With the touch of God's hand, immediately things can change. It can happen tomorrow. And so I have a scripture that I want to start with, because I always think about this lady in the Bible. Her character is the one who touched the hem of his garment, and then she was made whole, but it was instant. But it was 12 years getting to that instant moment. Her tomorrow took 12 years, and sometimes it does, but it can happen. It can happen tomorrow. It truly can. So let's read that scripture. Luke 8, 43 through 44. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. 12 years, can you imagine that? 12 years, you're in the need of a healing. You're in need of... It could be anything, but you're in need of something, and it takes 12 years. But when God steps in, just that instant, immediately she was made whole. She went 12 years, but immediately the touch of his hand, the touch of him, just touching his garment, just touching, being in his presence, made the difference. It was her tomorrow. Tomorrow, it could happen tomorrow, literally. Whatever you're going through, it could happen tomorrow. And this got me to thinking, and you guys know how much I love to share stories, but there's so much that I've experienced. And I was saying, God, what is something that happened to me like that? It took a while, but then, man, when his hand was in it, it was immediately, things changed. So you all know I went to Oral Roberts University, but I really wanted to go in 19. In the 1990s, I was in my 20s. I was like, yeah, I can go to college. And, you know, I was excited about it. We used to go to Tulsa every year for a conference. And so when I would walk, and the conference was held on the grounds of the Oral Roberts University. And so I would love to go to this school. But it just wasn't the right time for me. My son was 10, and I wasn't about to, you know, move him there for me to go to college. And but my mom and my aunt would walk the grounds every year when we would go. We went every year for 5-6 years or so, or maybe more, to this conference that was held there. And they would walk the grounds of the campus, and they would pray, Lord, let someone from our family go to this university. And so fast forward many, many years, I think probably 10 years from that time, I didn't think it would be me. I just never thought that my life would fall into that place. But it was like just immediately, the day my son graduated from high school, I felt in my spirit, it's your time. It's your time now. You can do it. And literally, I filed. I got in. It was so instant. I couldn't even believe it. There were no roadblocks. I was able to just get in. But it was in his timing. It took 10 years maybe. But in his timing, it could happen. My tomorrow was just that quick, immediate. You know, it takes time, but immediately when God's hand is in it, when he, just the touch of his hand, just the touch that she touched his garment, just that waiting patiently on him. And immediately when he stepped into the situation, I'm walking on the grounds of Oral Roberts. I'm there. I'm living in Tulsa. And nothing but God. Only a God could do that. He worked it all out for me in his perfect timing. We have to trust his time. Sometimes we want things when we want them, don't we? I want it now. But sometimes it just doesn't work that way. But it can happen tomorrow. It can happen when his hands are in it. It can happen tomorrow. It can happen for you. But we have to trust his timing. And I think that's the main point I wanted to get across today. We have to trust his timing in this. Because you want the house and you want it now, but maybe everything's not lining up for you. But I tell you what, when you walk into it, you'll know God's hand was on it. You want his blessing to be up on it. You might want that job. There was a job, and it's so funny. Now the Spirit of God just gave this to me. And I was praying all morning for it. I'm like, God, what is another story I can share? Well, many years ago, I really wanted to work for a church. I worked with my mom, but I wanted to see what it was like to work outside of working with her. You know how that is when you're the kid of the pastor. I wanted to see. So I applied for a job at Salem Baptist Church here in Council Bluffs, out on the hill out there, out by Lewis Central. And so I applied for a job there. I had an interview, and it was a really good interview. The pastor and I sat there and talked. And I wasn't applying to be the pastor because I never really wanted to be the pastor. I love serving. I love working in that second position of serving the pastor. But we had such a wonderful conversation. It was supposed to be a 15-minute interview, and we talked for like 2 hours. And my mom was like, she was calling me, okay, what's going on? What are you doing? I said, it was such a good interview. I feel like this is my job. And I came back. I did a second interview with them. And then I got a call, and they said, no, we're not. We're going to go with someone else. We're going to go. And I was so devastated. And I was like, oh, God. Oh, I really wanted that job. But it wasn't his timing. His timing was when I sat next to Miss Linda. He didn't want me to do that second job. He wanted me to be in this position. People prophesied that to me for years. You're going to be pastor. I'd always say, nope. I like what I'm doing. I'm good. But his appointed time came. Gosh, it's been about 15 years maybe since I applied for that job. I'm sitting next to Miss Linda at a meeting. We never talk about church ever. We always just talked about whatever was going on. School, she was my teacher. We talk about that. Students that she's seen. I'm never with her, and students don't come up who've had her as a teacher. So we're always, it's like, hi, how are you? Hi. You know, she's like being with the rock star when I'm with her. It's kind of cool. But anyway, it was God. That was God in his perfect timing. I sit next to her that day. You all know the story because I share it all the time because I'm so amazed at God and how he does it in his perfect timing. He had me a different church. It all set up so perfectly that I'm here now. You know, but it was in his perfect timing. As much as I wanted that other job, it wasn't the one for me because he had another plan for me. He had a plan for me to be here. But I had to give in to his timing. I had to know that. Sure enough, it was instant. It was instant. Our calls, in an hour, she called me. I mean, it just all fell into place. So it was instant. But just to encourage you that it may look like it's not going to happen, but in his perfect timing, it could happen. And it just made me think of the topic, it could happen tomorrow. You know, because it could, literally, when his hand is in it, you can have been waiting for 20 years, but when his hand touches that situation, one touch from him, and happened immediately. And that's what happened for the woman with the issue of blood. That's what happened for the next character. Luke 13:10-13. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmities." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Amen. Another one. 18 years she was infirmed. She was crooked, bent over, walking in pain. But she came to church. She did what was her right to do, what she was supposed to do, serving God. And in that moment, when Jesus came in the building, when you get into his presence, everything can change for you. Your whole life. She left out of that sanctuary, that synagogue. She left out of there walking straight up. After 18 years of being bowed down, it says, bent over, her fingers are drawn up. Her hands are drawn up and her legs are drawn up. But just one touch from God. It took 18 years, but truly that one touch from God, and everything changed for her. She was a different woman. Amen. It's like just amazing to me. Amen. It's just amazing to me that one touch from God can change our whole lives. Amen. All right. I think I got caught up in my stories, and so I have a few more scriptures. I'm going to stop. I'm going to try and share this, but I want you to see one touch from God's hand can change your whole life. And it can happen tomorrow. It can be immediate. You may have been waiting a long time for something. You may have been waiting and trusting God and knowing he promised you something. But just one touch from his hand, immediately it can be changed. So let's go on. I want to talk about Abraham a little bit. We all know the story of Abraham. This is from Genesis 12:1-4. But this is Abram when God's first sending him out. And he promises him that he will be the father of many nations. And he has no children. So, and he's 75 years old. So now the Lord, this is Genesis 12:1-4. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of him. Now, at 75, God is making this promise that, more or less, I'm going to give you a son, and you're going to be the father of many nations. He's at 75. He has no son. So just painting this picture for you. At 75, you think God would have done it right then because he's 75 and he has no children. So in order to get this child, this promised child, you would think, and I would in our way of thinking, we think, well, Sarah should have that baby right now because she's going to be 74, you know. He should have that baby now. But that wasn't how God did it. He had a plan. He had a plan and a perfect time for them. So when they turned 99, when Abraham turned 99, there was still no son. Sarah was kind of like, okay, are you sure? You all know the story. She had the handmaid. She tried to do it on her own. And don't we sometimes try to help God out? And that never works. That never works. We have to wait for his timing. And sometimes it's hard to wait. But we have to wait for his timing. So at 99, God came back again to just confirm, I did say I was going to do that, and I promise I'm going to do that at 99. And that's when he touched Sarah, and Sarah had her baby at 199, somewhere in there. And God kept his promise. But Can you imagine having to wait that long to and then have all of the other circumstances around? But their trust was in God, that in his perfect timing, surely we consider Abraham the father of many nations. Just what God promised is exactly what happened. But boy, that circumstance around that, they had to wait on God, you know, and try not to do it themselves. Try not to do it yourself. We have to. It's so easy to think we can solve the problem ourselves. But truly, when we put it in God's hand, one touch from his hand can make the difference, and it can happen. So Genesis 21, 1 through 2, just to finish that up. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him, at God's right time, at his perfect time. And I understand that it's hard to wait. It's hard to wait. It is. I've had many occasions I've had to wait for God. And his timing was always so much better. When I thought, I know in our church, they say, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. And that truly is the case. When you put your trust in him, it can happen tomorrow. It can happen tomorrow. It can happen now. But it's when his hand is in it. You have to have, when he's in it, when it's his way, when you're going and following his way. And how do you do that? You seek him. You seek him early in the morning. You get up, God, guide me today. Show me your way. I want to walk in your steps. I want to walk the way you would want me to walk, so I can receive what it is you have for me, so that I can walk and be who you called me to be. I can do what you called me to do. But it has to be that we seek him out first. In Matthew, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and everything else you need is going to be added unto it. So everything you need, every desire that you have, when you seek him first, and by seek him, I just mean pray. Get up in the morning and spend time with him. Let him be the last person you talk to at night before you fall asleep. Give him your time. Give him some time. We all give so much time to our cell phones, to our favorite TV shows, to, friends, and you know, all of that, and it's all fine. But we need to give him time in order to walk in his timing, in his plan for us. We have to seek him first. We have to seek him in all that we do. Whenever you're making a plan, put him first in your plan. Amen? We have to seek him out. Seek him first. And it could happen tomorrow. What you're waiting for, it could happen tomorrow. So that's how the show would end every week. It would show us all these things, and then it would say, and it could happen tomorrow. But that is so true. With God in our lives, it can happen tomorrow. What you're seeking him for, what you may have waited a long time for. I'm a witness to waiting a long time. I guess I just didn't have patience, because he would make me wait for everything, it seemed like. But I tell you what, it can happen tomorrow. And when he does it so well. He does it so well, better than we could ever do for ourselves. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you today. I give you praise, honor, and glory for your mercy and your grace. I thank you, God, for Broadway Christian Church, God. I thank you for the plan, God, that you had for us. I thank you, God, that you were in it all the time. And so, God, all of those who are waiting, and may who have waited a long time, God, for an answer to a prayer, I'm asking, God, that you let it be tomorrow for them. Let this be their tomorrow. I thank you, God. I give you praise. And Lord, we do pray for all of those who are sick and, God, who need your healing hands to touch them. We ask that you do touch them from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet. God, we're asking that you bless all of our children, God. Every need we have before you for our children, that you would, God, be in the midst of it and work it out, God. Those kids that seem like they're never going to get it, that it's never going to happen. Lord, in your perfect timing, you touch them, God, and they'll be champions for you. And we thank you for it. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to leave you with one thought that I'm not sure who shared this, but I liked it so much I wrote it down. So right before we do communion, I want you to just say to your neighbor, today is the tomorrow you prayed for yesterday. Does that make sense? Today is the tomorrow you prayed for yesterday. So when you're praying, you're walking in that. You're walking in what you prayed for today. So say it to your neighbor, just to get that in your spirit. Say, neighbor, You guys are so quiet today. Neighbor, today is the tomorrow you prayed for yesterday. Amen.